Sefer Shavuos, Daf Chav Vav, the top line on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Hey Amud Aleph, as we already learned, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and the Mishnah on Daf Yutessam Beis explained that two of these are Minat Torah, as the Torah states, L'Hara L'Hetiv, and they're referring to Shavuos, which are Laba, and referring to someone that made a Shavuos, Sha'echel Shalayechel. There are also two Shavuos, which are learned out from a Drasha, and these refer to Shavuos L'Sha'avar, and for example, Achalti and L'Yachalti. However, our Mishnah on Daf Chav Hey Amud Aleph taught us, Rabbi Shmuel argued in this, and he holds Ein Chayv at La Lasid Lavoi Shenema Lahorai Lahitiv, and Rabbi Kiva was Chilik on Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Kiva is a Tanava Mishnah that holds Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. Our Gemara begins and brings a Brisa as Tanar Rabbanon in regard to the Issa of Shvuah's Bitoi. The Torah teaches us that one that is Oivan Shvuah's Bitoi B'Shogeg is Chayv to bring a carbon Eiluv Yared, and the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states Ay Nefesh Kisi Shavu Levatim B'Svasayim Lahorai Lahitiv L'Chol Shivatim Adam Shvuah V'Nelim Menavu Yad V'Asherim La'Achas Meila. Since the Pasuk stays Lahara Elahativ, Brisa is Ainly Al Dvaram Sheish Ben Harava Tava, so one may think that the only time that one will be chayav to bring a carbon Eiluv Yared is only when the thing they made a shvuah about has a positive or a negative aspect to it. She'im Ben Harava Tava Minayin, but how do you know someone makes a shvuah regarding something that doesn't have a rod and a tava? And for example, if he states She'ezrek Tzor Liyam, or Shalei Ezrek Tzor Liyam, then how do you know he'd be chayav to bring a carbon Eiluv Yared? Hamad Lema, to the beginning of the Pasuk states, Oy Nefesh Kishishavah Levati Besfasayim. As Rashi teaches us, Mikol Mokayim, this teaches us that one is chayiv for making a shvuah, even if there's no aspect of haro or hatava. Ayin Nagoyes Agra, who is actually Gurus, the second part of the pasuk, as the pasuk states, Lahora Lahitiv, and then the pasuk states, Lachoshi Vati Adam Beshvuah, and the Bryce continues, Ainly Alalaba, that we only see that one is chayiv for making a shvuah that's relevant to the future, and as the pasuk states, Lahora Lahitiv, Lashavim Minayin, and how do we know that one will be chayiv for making a shvuah that's relevant to the past, Talmud Lema Lachosh. And as we will see, Rabbi Kiva learns his pasuk based on the klalim of ribui miyat ribui, which is riba kol. We will only be mayat one thing, which is most dissimilar to the prat. However, the Brisa now brings down the shita Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel email lahara lahitiv lahaba, that the Torah states lahara lahitiv, and therefore the Torah is teaching us that the only time that one is chayiv for making a shvuah is only if they make a shvuah that's relevant to the future. If they make a shvuah that's relevant to the past, then they would not be chayiv to bring a carbon eidel v'yared. The Brisa now continues and brings down almost word for word from the Lashon of the Mishnah, as Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Shmuel, Im Kain, Ein Li Al Dvarim Sheish Ben Harav Atava, Dvarim Sheim Ben Harav Atava Minayin, that L'Chayra according to you, that you're learning the Pasuk literally, that the Pasuk says L'Hara L'Hetiv, then it only means L'Aba and not L'Sha'ava. So similarly, you should say that the words L'Hara L'Hetiv only refer to something that has a positive and negative aspect, and if one makes a Shvuah that's relevant to something that doesn't have a negative and positive aspect, then it should not be Chayiv to bring a carbon Eilu Yeri. Amaloi and Rabbi Shmuel responded, "Meribu Akasov." That L'maisa the Torah states, "L'chol Shivata Adam Mishvuah," and therefore there is a ribui. Therefore, one is chayiv for dvarim she'im ben Arav Atava. However, Amaloi, Rabbi Kiva responds back to Rabbi Shmuel, "In Ribu Akasov L'kach, Ribu Akasov L'kach." That once you're agreeing to me that there is a ribui, then just as you agree that the Torah is marba dvarim she'im ben Arav Atava, so you should also agree that the Torah is marba one will bring a carbon eiluv yared, even if he made a shvuah that was relevant to the past. And he made a shvuah l'sha'avar, and the Gemara now points out shapika amalei Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, that l'chayr Rabbi Kiva's tanya to Rabbi Shmuel is very valid. And what will Rabbi Shmuel's response be? And the Gemara explains Am Rabbi Echon. Rabbi Echon explains, and Rashi states that Rabbi Echon had a kabbalah that Rabbi Shmuel was mishamish Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, and therefore Rabbi Echon states Rabbi Shmuel sheshimish is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana sheyidoyish is called terakula b'chalal prat yunami doyish b'chalal prat. And as we explain in Daf Dalid in regard to the yugimul midish hater in the dreshben, there were two schools of thought. There was a school of thought like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and like his Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, dashing the entire Torah based on the klal of klal or prat of klal. As we know, based on the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel ima b'shloish esrimidish hatarin yedreshben, he discusses the klalim of klal or prat of klal. Therefore, in regard to our sugya, since b'negei shvuos bitur, the Torah states a klal or prat of klal, as the Torah states oy nefesh kishishav levatim b'sosayim which is a klal, lahara lehetiv is a prat, l'chol shivatim adam b'shvuah is a klal, and the din is klal or prat of klal, yatadon el kein aprat. And as we will see a bit later, Rabbi Shmuel holds that dvarim she'in ben Arav Atava are included as it's considered kein aprat. However, shvuah l'sha'avar is not included as that's not considered kein aprat. However, Rabbi Yechon continues, Rabbi Kiva sheshimish es nochemish gamzu, Rabbi Kiva that was mishamish nochemish gamzu, who we saw in Masechtas Tainis, always stated gamzu l'toiva, shayi derish es kol terkul b'ribu miyot, iunami derish ribu miyot. Rabbi Kiva dashed his psukim based on ribu miyot ribu. and the klal is that when you have a riboy meet a riboy, then it's ma'aba hakol. Therefore, not only will we be ma'aba dvarim she'in ben arava tava, but it would also be ma'aba in a shvur that's l'sha'ava as well. It would only be ma'ayit, the thing that's most dissimilar to the miyot, as we will see in a moment. According to Rabbi Kiva, we will only be ma'ayit at dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, ma'ayit Rabbi Kiva the darish riboy miyote. That where do we see that Rabbi Kiva is darish riboy miyote? The tanya is we learned to the brisa oy nefesh kishishava riba lahari lahit of miyot. And therefore, my riba, riba kamili, my miyot, and what is the thing that you will be miyot that's most unsimilar to the miyot, miyot va mitzvah, we will be miyot a case where someone made a shvua levatza mitzvah, and as Rashi explains, the davashi efshu, as it's impossible to be mevatel a mitzvah, vehu adin, lemishanasi adu la adam, therefore, this miyot also includes a case where someone makes a shvua in order to change something which is yadu la adam, and for example, he makes a shvua regarding a stone that it's really gold. The reason why someone can't make a shvua l'kaimis mitzvah is because Rabbi Kiva holds that every shvua must be isei b'lavahein, since we just stated that a person would not be chayat to bring a carbon eluviyared when they make a shvua l'vatos mitzvah, so the same would apply when they make a shvua l'kaimis mitzvah. And the second tesis on the Amid, Diba Maschel Miyad Dvar Mitzvah, the tesis explains, Havi Matzal Meima Miyad Dovad Leisei B'lavahein l'shmua Milsad Leisei B'laba. Why the Gemara only state that according to Rabbi Kiva, we're going to be ma'ayit dvar mitzvah. Taisus explains that even according to the Man D'Amar that states that when you have a riboy miyot a riboy, then you ma'aba kol and you're only going to be ma'ayit one thing. It doesn't mean that you'll only be ma'ayit one thing, but you'll ma'ayit anything which is similar, completely dissimilar to the miyot. Therefore, if you're a bekiva, not only will we be ma'ayit dvar mitzvah, but we'll also be ma'ayit anything that's leisei b'lavahein, and according to Shmuel, we'll be ma'ayit anything that's leisei b'laba, ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel darsh klal prat, and Rabbi Shmuel dash and psukim based on the klalim of klal prat klal. In regard to shvuas bitui, we have a klal prat klal, as the pasuk states, a nefesh kishi shavu vatabis v'sayim klal lahara lahit the prat kol hashi vata adam chazav kolal, and therefore we have a klal prat klal, and yatadon elakeina prat and ma prat mefurish laba af kol laba, and just like the prat is mefurish, that's only lahara lahitiv, and it's only for a shvua that's in the future. So therefore, you're only going to be chayiv on a shvua that's laba and not l'sha'avar. The Gemara points out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ahani Klal Lasuya Filu Dvarim She'im Ben Rava Tav Laba, and the Klal is coming to include that even if a person makes a Shvua that doesn't have a Rava Tava, but it's a Shvua that's made Laba, and for example, Ezra Ksar Liyam, or Shalei Ezra Ksar Liyam, those Shvuas are included in the Klal, and Ahani Prata Limute Afilu Dvarim She'im Ben Rava Tava Lishavar, the Prata is reminded that even if you have a Shvua that's relevant to a Rava Tava, but it was made on something in the past, then one would not be chayav to bring a carbon. And the Gemara is Epechana. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that we will be ma'ayit a shvua l'sha'avar and will be ma'abed dvarim she'im ben harava tava? As maybe we should say pumfaket, and we should be ma'ayit dvarim she'im ben harava tava, and we should be ma'abed shvua l'sha'avar. The Gemara explains, Armin Bitzchak, dum yad lahara lahitiv, mishu yisurim mishum bal yachal dvaray, yatzu she'in yisurim mishum bal yachal dvaray, el mishum bal tashakru. Since we know that there's a klal, a prat of klal, and we have to be ma'abed certain things, and we have to be ma'ayit certain things, we have to find something which is most keina prat, since the prat is lahara lahitiv, where someone makes a shvua in the future. If he'll be oivon that shvua, then he's oivon the issa that states in Pashas Matres of bal yachal dvaray. And as the pasuk states, ish ki yidu nedel Hashem or yishav shvua lesa isal nafshay la yachal dvaray kachol yetsim pivyasa. Similarly, if someone makes a shvua in regard to dvarim she'im bin arova tava, but in regard to the future, they will also be oivon the issa of bal yachal dvaray. However, we're not going to include a shvua l'shava when someone is Ivan the Shvul Shavar, even if they would make a Shvul on Dvarim Sheyesh Ben Harava Tava, then not Ivan the Issa Bal Yachal Dvaray. Instead, there'll be Ivan the Issa that states in Pashka Doshim of Balta Shakru. And as the Pasuk states, Leitig Naivu Vleitzachachu Vleitzachaku Ishba Misai, Rashi explains that the Issa of Lo Yachal Dvaray, Lo Mashma El Bedava Shevshla Lakayim Shuasai, behind Laba, that's Mashma that you shouldn't profane your words by doing an action afterwards and profaning your words. And it's Mashma that the action happened after your words, and therefore the shvua had to do with the future. That the pasuk is mashma that at the time that you made a shvua, you shouldn't say something out from your mouth that is actually false, as it's already false, as the shvua has to do with the past. In Rabbi Nachman who explains, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avin explains as Amakra, as in the pasuk regarding find a klal, the pasuk actually states, "Oy nefesh kisu shavah levati bisvasayim." Learn mishashvua kodemus lebitoy that the only time that the klal applies is only when the shvua is prior to the event and prior to the thing that's spoken about. V'loy shabita kodemus leshvua, but this klal doesn't apply where the event or the thing that you spoke about already occurred prior to making the shvua. And yatzezeh achalti v'loy achalti shal ma'isa kodem leshvua. And clearly, the pasuk is telling us that we should not include any scenario the ma'isa already occurred prior to the shvua. For example, in the case where Reuven made a shvua that I already have eaten or I didn't eat. And keep in mind that although the taicha bitoy is generally someone's speech and it's not referring to a ma'isa, but zokta ritva perish l'ma'isa shel bitoy v'loy shekodem ma'isa de bitoy l'shvua u'lishna klila nokat. And the Gemara will now continue and dash in the end of the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, as the pasuk states, "Ashivata adam b'shvua v'nelu menav u'yadav ashim la'achas me'ila." And the Gemara begins, "Tanar abadam." We learn to the brisa that the pasuk states ha'adam b'shvua, and we learn out pral oynis that someone's an oynis that they will not be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared. As Rashi explains, "Kinim farash l'kamei k'goyim b'shvua l'sha'ava u'chesava shenishba be'emes." For example, if a person makes a shvua on something that already occurred, and at the time that he made a shvua, he really thought that he was telling the truth. The Gemara in Amud Beis will ask that l'chayr, since Rabbi Akiva holds that one is chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared even on a shvua l'sha'ava, to how would you ever find a case of a shvua sha'ava where someone was a shogeg? Bryce continues that the pasuk stated v'nelam pratlam mezid, and we learn out that if someone is oivan a shvua b'mezid, then it will not be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared, and instead it will be chayav malchus. Therefore, the only time that one is chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared only if he was oivan a shvua b'shogeg. Bryce continues that the pasuk states v'menu, and we learn out shen salvim menu shvua, he forgot the shvua yachol shen salvim menu chayfetz, and one may think that if someone makes a shvua and then he forgets that this chayfetz is also that he would still be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared. Tamalim b'shvua v'nelam, we learn out al halam shvua chayav ve'inu chayav al halam chayfetz, and the Gemara will discuss this in detail. The Gemara will now explain the brisa as amamar. We just learned in the brisa that the pasuk states ha'adam b'shvua, and we learn out prat lo onus, and the Gemara explains hechidami that was the case of oynis k'rav kahana rav asi kavakaimim kamei derav, like the story of kahana and rav asi who were both in front of rav and they had a shayla as to what rav stated in his shir. And one of them said that I make a shvua that Rav certainly said as I said. The other said exactly the opposite, that Rav didn't say like you said. He made a shvua that Rav said the following. He also kamed Rav, and when he finally got in front of Rav, Rav actually said like one of them. Therefore, the other one's shvua was incorrect. And so the other one said that it comes out that I made a shvua sheker, and l'chir I should be chayav to bring a carbon. And Amalei and the other responded, "Libcha nascha, that it's only because you were an oynis that you said this." And as Rashi explains, "Kesava yisili shava be'emes," that you originally thought that you were swearing truthfully. Therefore, you were an oynis and you would not be chayiv. And Ayin Tesis at libcha nascha nira delav lemitzurim mekarben grade kama shleit starch lichtoiv apim kasei shiyavi chatashmein lechshibana beisem midosh alafilu oynish namileka, but it's not even going to be an oynis. Certainly, Tesis doesn't mean that he have to write on his notebook chatashmeina, as certainly a person is not chayav a chatas when he's oivan a shvuas bitoy and yechayav a carbon oil v'yared. And Taz is just borrowing the term that we saw in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis and in Masechta Yuma on Daf Pei. Ayin Derajbu states, "Avotoya be'isa the sov muta ze'ino osa afilu b'shvua el chayav k'moishu chayav b'chol shari yisurin shabatera k'etanya el gabi tinuk shenishba b'en agoyim v'chayav al adam achas v'al achilav achas v'al v'edizora achas ayin shom." Agamor continues, and some agurus of Mamar, as we previously learned to the Brisa, that the pasuk states v'nelu imenu, and we learned out shen salam imenu shvua yochel shen salam imenu chepetz tamalim b'shvua v'nelu imenu al halam shvua chayav ve'in chayav al halam chepetz. Gemara states mechaku ala b'marava, that they left regarding this din in the west, and as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin Beis teaches us that when the Gemara states loshem mechaku ala b'marava, it refers to Rabbi Yisur b'chlina. Rabbi Yisur b'chlina was bothered as bishleim b'shvua mishkachas la b'lei chepetz could go into amas shvua shle eichel pas chitin uchesav shayichel kama. Certainly, it's possible to find a case where someone forgets that they made a shvua, but they remember the chayfetz. For example, if Reuven made a shvua that I will not eat wheat bread, then he forgets that he made such a shvua. He thinks that I made a shvua that I will eat wheat bread, and if he then goes and eats wheat bread, so certainly he forgot that he made such a shvua, but he remembered that he made a shvua regarding a chayfetz, and therefore you'd be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared. However, al chayfetz b'lei shvua hechidami, how can you find a case where someone made a shvua and then he forgot the chayfetz, but he remembers the shvua? He continues with this question. Kriten, as could going to Omeshvush Leichel Pas Kriten, Chesavishel Sarim Kama, the Shvuasa Dachel Lechatza Inchi, and if you're going to tell me we're referring to a case where Reuven made a Shvuah that he won't eat wheat bread, and he remembers that he made a Shvuah, but he thought that he made a Shvuah that he won't eat bread or barley, this would be a case where he remembers the Shvuah, but he forgot the Chavitz. However, Rabbi Yisrael Prina is bothered that Kivin de Chatza Inchi Le, Hainu Helem Shvuah, that since he forgot the Chatza, then he also forgot that he made a Shvuah regarding wheat bread, therefore it's the same as forgetting a Shvuah, and certainly one should be chay to bring a carbon to Eilu Yared. Mora tells us that based on this question, Elam Rabbeleza David Achasi, Rabbeleza explains that in a Chanami there is no Nafkumina, and as Rashi states, Yatim Moitzi Helam Chavitz Bele Helam Shvuah, Vizui Eina Mishnah, and since this din is incorrect, therefore at least this part of Brisa cannot be a genuine Brisa, and we would have to erase this part of the Brisa. However, the Gemara continues, Mask of Larabesiv, the Rabbeisiv asks a question, and some agurs, Alom Aloy, and that's Mashmois from Rashi, and Rabbi Yisrael is bothered, the Chavitz Bele Shvuah, Alay Mishkachas Law, that how can you say that you can't find a scenario where someone forgets the Chavitz, but doesn't forget the Shvuah, but Mishkachas Law, but we do find such a scenario, could go into Om Shvuah Shle Eichel Pas Chitin, Vahish Yad Lissal, Lito Pas Arin, Vahos Yad Shal Chitin, Uchasav Sarini, Vahokla, the Shvuah Sidach Le Chavtu Dle Yad Le, for example, if Reuven made a Shvuah, they will not eat wheat bread, and then he stuck his hand into a basket in order to take out barley bread, he didn't intend to be Oivan the Shvuah, as he remembers the Shvuah, but it turns out he actually pulled out a piece of wheat bread, he mistakenly ate this bread, and he thought it was barley bread. In this case, he remembers his original Shvuah, and the Shegi specifically regarding the Chavtza. The Chavit is in this case that the Brice is teaching us that one would not be chayat to bring a carbon Eilu Yared. Of Amalei Abaya, Abaya responds to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Chol Mechayiv Isle Carbon Ela Maida Tafis Biyadei. And certainly the reason why you'll be Mechayiv Reuven to bring a carbon is based on the fact that he grabbed onto this loaf of bread and he ate this loaf of bread, Helam Shvuahu, and that is certainly categorized as a Halama of Shvuah, as certainly he forgot that he made a Shvuah regarding this piece of bread. Therefore, there should not be a chil between the case of Helam Shvuah and Helam Chepetz. Gemara continues, Lishna Chuna, that there's another version as to what Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, as Amalei Abaya Rabbi Yosef say, carbon Kamaisi Allah Dai Pas, Mi is Helam Shvuahu, that the carbon that you bring for this pass is considered Helam Shvuah. As Rashi states, Allah Dai Pas Sha'achal, the Gabi Dai Pas Helam Shvuahi, Kasavish Le Nishbala, Shwe Savish Yishal Sarim, as he thought they didn't make a Shvuah regarding this pass, as he thinks that this pass is Sarim, and therefore it's considered Halam of Shvuah, and you should be chayy to bring a carbon El Vyared. Rabbi Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosef Omelcha, Kivin de Chiyadle de Chitinu, Parishmine, Helam Chepetu, that since in this case, if you would actually tell Reuven that the piece of bread that you just picked out of his basket is actually a piece of wheat, then certainly he wouldn't have eaten it. Therefore, it's not considered a Helam Shvuah, and instead it's considered a Helam Chefetz, and therefore a basis holds that the Brisa is genuine, and the Brisa teaches us Vinelum Menu al Helam Shvuahu Chayiv, Vein Chayiv al Helam Chefetz. Gemara will now continue and ask a Shaila that's relevant to the din of Helam Chefetz. If we learn like Rabbi Elazar that Davida Achasi, and therefore the prior Brisa is Mishabeshta, similarly, if we learn like Abaya, that also agreed to Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara's next question doesn't seem to be relevant, and it would seem that the next Brisa is only going according to the Shita Rabbi Yosef, who just explained it is possible to have a scenario of a Helam Chefetz, and in that case one would not be chayyeh to bring a carbon Eilu Yared. However, from Rabbeinu Chananel, it's mashma that once we have the Teretz of Rabbi Yosef, then even Abaya agrees to Rabbi Yosef, and as Rabbeinu Chananel states, for Afagav the Om Abaya, Klum Mechayvus Le Carbon Elamayd Tafis Biyodei, and Kai Gavne Helam Shvuahi, however, Hadachi Le Rabbi Yosef, and therefore the Gemara continues, Boyim Nei Rav Ram Nachman, the Rav now is a Shaila from Ram Nachman, Helam Zeb Zeb Biyodei Mau, that let's say someone forgets the Shvuah, but they also forget about the Schefetz, would one be Chayiv to bring a carbon Eilu Yared or not? Yuri Magash brings an example, Kagoin, Shenishbe Shalei Yechel Paschitim, Uchasav Shalechel Amar, Vahashi Yod Lusal Lito Pasarim, Vahosu Biodi Pashal Chitin, Uchasav Shalserini, Shenimsa Shenis Alam Menu Ashvuah, Vigam Nelum Menu Achefetz. Gemara tells us, on Malay, the Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Hare Helam Shvuah Biodi Vachayiv, that Lamaisi he forgot the Shvuah, and therefore it fits into the Pasuk of Vinelum Menu Shvuah, and therefore he would be Chayiv. But Rava responds to Rav Nachman, Adraba, Hare Helam Chefetz Biodi Upata, that Lamaisi in this case, even if he would remember that he made the Shvuah, he still would have eaten this piece of bread, as he thinks that this bread is Sarim, and therefore it's Halama of the Chefetz, and he should be Potter. Keep in mind that we already saw the Shaila on Daf Yud Testament Aleph, and we explained it in great detail. And Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains, Chazinon, Imach Meshvua Kaparish, Hare Helam Shvuah Biyadai. If someone reminds him that he made such a Shvuah, then he would be Parish, then certainly it's Halama of the Shvuah, and therefore he'd be Chayiv. However, Imach Meshchefetz Kaparish, Hare Helam Chefetz Biyadai Upata. If Shimon would go over to Reuven prior to him eating and tell him, you should know that this is a loaf of wheat bread, and therefore Reuven will be perish. Then we see that Reuven's halama was a halama of the chayfetz, and therefore he'll be potar. Of Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina responds to Rav Ashi, klum parish mishvua el mishum chayfetz, klum parish mishchayfetz el mishum shvua el leishna. The Ravina explains that certainly, even if Shimon will remind Reuven about the shvua, really Reuven's thought process is that why would Shimon be telling me about my shvua if I'm eating a loaf of barley? Therefore, he'll realize that this loaf of bread is really a wheat bread, and therefore he'll be perish. Therefore, not only did he have a halam of shvua, but he also had a lama of chayfetz. Similarly, if Shimon tells Reuven that he should know what you're eating is wheat bread, then Reuven will think to himself that why is Shimon telling me this? It must be because I made a shvua, and he'll remember his shvua. This scenario will always be with his halama both. It was halama of shvua. It was also halama of the chayfetz. Therefore, Ravina explains that doesn't make a difference. As Rashi states, upatar, and in all cases, Reuven will be patar from bringing a carbon oil of Yared, and the Mefarshim are bothered that how could Rashi say that he'll be patar if Rava had a shayla? Some explain that Rashi just telling us that since we have a suffix, if he's chayav to bring a carbon or if he's patar from bringing a carbon oil of Yared, therefore certainly one cannot bring a carbon as potentially you're bringing chulun lazara, while others explain that by the fact that Rava stated adurabah hari helam chefetz biyadu upatar, so it's clear that Rava was patient to shayla, and he holds in this scenario you would be patur from bringing a carbon oil of Yared. However, I know Megash on the few testimony of who states that dying by the Rava in medicine, that the shayla of Rava still stands and we're not patient to shayla. The Gemara continues by mine Rava from Nachman. Rava will ask a question of Nachman that l'chir we just stated in the Brisa, what is Nachayah to bring a carbon oil of Yared? They were even on a shvuas pitur b'mezid. We also stated that since the pasuk states ha'adam b'shvua, so prat lo'inis, and we explained that that's talking about a case where a person made a shvua shavar, he was mistaken as to the facts, and in that case, it's considered shvua ba'inis. As the Gemara brought the example of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, each made a shvua as to what Rav said. Therefore, as we will see, that Rav is going to be bothered that how can we find any case where someone's going to be over on a shvua shavar, where they'll be chayit to bring a carbon oil of Yared based on being a shogeg. We continue on Daf Chavar and Beis, that Rav asked Rav Nachman, Ezi shiga shvua is bitu shavar. As Rav explains, Idi yada mezidu, as if at the time they made the shvua, he knew that he was lying, and certainly he was amazed, and he'll be chayit malchus, and it will not be chayit to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and Idi lo yada, and if at the time they made the shvua, he did not know the facts, or he was mistaken as to the facts, then honestu, that he was honest, and he will not be chayit to bring a carbon oil of Yared, as we saw previously. As Rashi points out, that Bishleim l'abba mishkachas law, shabishash shvua asay daitim yushavis lov, ula achaz man is alam men a shvua, that certainly we could find a case where someone made a shvua regarding the future, where he was a shaygig, as at the time they made a shvua, he had his full capacity, and he knew that he was making a proper shvua, and either he said, I will eat, or he made a shvua that I will not eat, and then he forgot that he made a shvua, and he either ate or he didn't eat, and he was oivan the shvua, so certainly that would be a case of shaygig, and certainly he would be chayit to bring a carbon oil of Yared. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Ba'oimi yodei ani sheshvua zu asura, aval ini yodei am chayavan alev carbon oil lav, that it's possible that even by a shvua l'shavar, that it's possibly oivan b'shaygig, and for example, in a case, prior to making the shvua, Reuven said, I know that I'm making a shvua that is going to be false, and I know that I'm amazed at the gabi shvua. However, I'm not sure if when one makes a shvua and lies that he's going to be chai of a carbon, or he's not going to be a chai of a carbon. Certainly, this is not a case of an oinis, as certainly he was an adam b'shvua. At the time that he made a shvua, he certainly knew that he was actually lying. However, he's considered a shegeg, since he didn't know what his oinis would be. However, the Gemara is bothered, Kaman, Kamunbaz, that would you say that it's only going like the Shita of Munbaz, which is a das yachid that we see in Masechta Shabbos, the Amish Shigas carbon shmash gaga, that he holds that even if someone is a shegeg, just regarding the chi of carbon, that that's considered a shegeg. But the Gemara explains, afilu tim rabbanon, that really we could say that this case works out, even according to rabbanon, as ad kamli pliga rabbanon le de munbaz, el b'chol ter kulo de lav chidushu, that certainly although we find a rabbanon achel ka munbaz, that is only regarding all the other yisroom in Torah, the chi of a carbon is not a chidush, aval hacha de chidushu, however ben negeir the chi to bring a carbon oil v'yared, when someone is oivan shvuas bitoi, that is a major chiddush, as the b'chol terkula the eshkan lav the maisi carbon b'loy kares the afinim avedizara the hachim maisi to afilu rabbanon moida, that since regard to all other yisurim in the Torah, the only time that one is chayit to bring a carbon chatos is only for those yisurim that are similar to the issa of avedizara, where if one is oivan that issa b'mezid, they'd be chayiv kares, and therefore if they're oivan that issa b'shegi, they're chayit to bring a chatos. However, the chiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared when someone is oivan on Issa of Shavuos Bitoi is even on an Issa that what is Nachayev Karis. And as we know, that if someone's Eva Bemezid on a Shavuos Bitoi, they're only going to be Chayev Malkus, and even so, you're Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared. So since the Torah is Mechadish to us, that one is Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared, even in a scenario where generally one would not be Chayev to bring a carbon Chatos, therefore we extend this to other cases where generally one would not be Chayev to bring a carbon Chatos. Therefore, the Rabbanan agreed to Mumbaz, then in this case, if someone is only a Shegig on the Chi of carbon, that would still be considered a Shegig, and it'd be Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And when we stated, Yalfinim Me'er Vedizara, Ayin Rabbeinu Chanan al Shinema, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkoga, Vekriva is Bashnasa Lachatos, Vekshiv Hasam, Tayo Achas Yilachem or Isa Bishkoga, Vanefesh Eshetas Biad Rama, Ashkan the Hukshat Tayo Kula Vedizara, Ma Vedizara, Dovish Chavala is Dein Akaris, Vashigat Sachatos. Similarly, the only time that someone doesn't have Eir Bishegig brings a carbon Chatos, it's only if they would be Chayev Chatos, if they would do that same Issa Bemezid. And Agamar continues, Boyim Nei Ravina Mirava, the Ravina asked the following question from Rava, Nishbal Kiko Mistakin Le'amau, that what would happen if someone made a Shvua that he won't eat a kikar, then he was a massive of Sakana, and as Ritvar explains, that he was also a Shoigeg, and he forgot that he made such a Shvua, would he be Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yerid or not? Rav responds, Mistakin Lishvili Amar, that certainly if he's a massive Sakana, and it's a massive of Pekuach Nefashes, then certainly the Pasuk states, and certainly he had a right to eat that, and even if he would have remembered that he made the Shvua, then he had a right to eat this kikar, and certainly he would not be Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yerid. Therefore, Ravina explains, El Mitzdarva Achlo Beshiga Shvua Mai, that the case that I'm asking about, not a case of Pekuach Nefashos, but he was only Mitzdar, either it was Deva, or as Rashi states, that he was hungry and it was a Rav. As Rashi explains, that although it's true that he forgot about his Shvua, V'inami Le'nami Mena Hayo'ichla, and even if he did not forget that he made a Shvua, he would still have eaten this kikar, and V'achlo Beshiga Behelam Shvua, while the Maisi he forgot about his Shvua, and would he be able to bring a carbon oil of Yerid? The Gemara tells us, Amalei, the Rav responded to Ravina, Tanina, that we learned in the Braisa, Shav mi yidiyasai, maybe carbon al shigasai, Loi shav mi yidiyasai, e maybe carbon al shigasai. Even in a case where a person is a shegeg, if at the time that he did this issa, you would have told him and reminded him, then he wouldn't have done this issa, and certainly he'll be chayev to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon al yared. However, if at the time that he was about to do the issa, you reminded him that you should know that it's also for you to eat this, and he would have still done this issa, then it's loi shav mi yidiyasai. Therefore, he would not be given the opportunity to bring a carbon al yared in order to receive a kapara, and he would be parted from bringing a carbon oil of Yared. Rashi states, V'haynami lo yishav miyidiyasuhu, and therefore, since Reuven was so hungry, even if he would have reminded him, he wouldn't have changed his mind, and he still would have eaten this kikar. Therefore, Reuven cannot bring a carbon oil of Yared. Ayin teisa diva maskal minstar v'ochlo b'shegeg, perish b'kuntra shafil ho'i zocho ho'i oichla, v'koshin imkein lo menokit minstar. Now, why are we only talking about a case of minstar? And the shaila could have been in any case that he would be lo yishav miyidiyasuhu, and v'nir l'farish to minstar ma'ashe in However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who actually says that he would be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and as Rabbeinu Chananel states, and he wouldn't be able to bring a carbon oil of Yared. The Gemara continues on Meshmul that Shmuel explains that since the pasuk in Pashba Yikra states Oy nefesh kisi shav levati b'sfasayim, so we learn now gam b'li b'yitzarach shiyetz b'sfasav shenem levati b'sfasayim, that if he only thinks about a shvua but he doesn't actually say out the shvua, they would not be chayiv, as the pasuk specifically states that it has to be a bitui b'sfasayim, and he has to speak out the shvua. Gemara continues and asks from Brisa, as Meisvei the Brisa teaches us b'sfasayim v'loy b'leiv, that the pasuk tells us that he has to be meitzi b'sfasayim, and therefore if he makes a shvua in his heart, it would not be a valid shvua. And gav b'leiv b'minayin, and how do we know that even if he's gav b'leiv b'ay, that he would still be chayiv? Talmud lema l'chol shi'avate adam shvua. So the end of the pasuk states l'chol shi'avate adam shvua, and doesn't mention s'fasayim, and therefore you'd be chayiv even if you were gav b'leiv b'ay. You weren't meitzi b'sfasav, and l'chayyus Brisa is clearly not like Shmuel. However, prior to the Gemara going into this din of Shmuel, the Gemara tries to understand the Brisa, and the Brisa seems to be Seisa itself Mineo Bay. And as the Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, the l'chayyus the Brisa itself is Shver, as Amrit b'sfasayim v'lo yibaleiv, as the Brisa Bryce has started off that the only way to make a shvua is only b'sfasayim and not in your heart. V'hoda amrit gom believe b'minayin, and we brought a pasuk l'chol shavati adam shvua, one would be chayiv. And Amrav Sheshes holy kasha. Amrav Sheshes explains that this is not shver. As hachi kama, this is the way to understand the Bryce. The Bryce teaches us that since the pasuk states b'sfasayim, so we learn that v'lo shigom believe b'lahitzi b'sfasa v'lo hitzi, that if Reuven actually thought to himself that I want to make a shvua, but the only way I want the shvua to be chal is only if I actually speak out the shvua, then in a chenami he will only be chayiv if he actually speaks out the shvua, and a thought alone is not enough. However, gom b'libo stam minayin, then the brisa continues and teaches us that if Reuven was gom b'libo to make a shvua and he didn't make a condition in his mind that the only time that the shvua will be chal is only once I'm mitzi b'sfasav, then certainly the shvua will be chal, as the pasuk states l'chol shivati adam b'shvua. But the mice at this point, or Sheshes just explained the brisa, so Gemara is el l'shmuel kasha. Now we have a question on Shmuel from this brisa, as Shmuel stated, "Gam b'libo tzarch shi'etzi b'sfasav," and it's mashma that even if you gam b'libo stama, you would still have to be mitzi b'sfasav. And Amar Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes explains, "Taretz ve'im hachi." That in order to understand Shmuel, we would have to explain the brisa as follows: that certainly the brisa also agrees to Shmuel that the only way that someone can make a shvua is only if they actually speak it out, and even if they were gam b'libo stam, they would have to speak out the shvua, and otherwise it would not be a valid shvua. However, the brisa is teaching us, and when the pasuk states b'sfasayim, so the Torah is teaching us that if Reuven intended to make a shvua and he intended to say that I'm making a shvua that I will not eat paschitin, and then he says that I will not eat pasirin, the lemaisa the shvua is not chal neither for paschitin or for pasirin. As for paschitin, it won't be chal because he didn't actually mention paschitin, and it won't be chal for pasirin as his intent was not to make a shvua regarding pasirin. Then the brisa continues, gom b'lib lohitzi paschitin lohitzi pastam minayin, that how do we know that if someone had intent to make a shvua asa paschitin and lemaisa he didn't say the words chitin and instead he said pastam, how do we know that the shvua would be chal regarding paschitin? Therefore it would be considered a valid shvua. But in a chenami, in a case where a person had kavana to make a shvua, and even if his kavana was stam, then if he was not meitzi b'sfasav, then Shmuel is correct that it would not be a valid shvua and it would not be chal. And in Taisis Dibur Maschal al Shmuel Kasha, where Taisis bothered Vim Taimar or the Shmuel Nami Yifarish Hachi, now we should be able to explain the words of Shmuel exactly the way Rav Sheshes originally explained the Brisa. Shmuel meant that in a case that a person was gom b'libay, that he would actually say out the shvua, then tzarch shi'etzi b'sfasav, shenem levata b'sfasayim. But in a chenami, Shmuel would agree that if a person had a mind to make a shvua and he had a mind stumba, then it would be a valid shvua, even if he was not meitzi b'sfasav. However, Taisis teaches us an important klal, v'yishleim shamir yesh l'farish dvar v'yesa, that certainly if that would be the case, then since Shmuel is an amira, so he would have been more detailed and he would have told us both sides of the coin. He would have stated exactly like Rav Sheshes that from the word b'sfasayim we would learn v'lo shagam b'libu l'haitzi b'sfasav v'lo haitzi and gam b'libu stayim manayin tamalim l'cha shivate. And also ayin taisis dibu maschal gam b'libu l'haitzi paschitin v'haitzi pastam manayin, and even though you stated pastam that you still would only be chayiv for paschitin and you would not be chayiv for other pas, as the maisa your kavana was only for paschitin. And taisis explains hashta mashma the mikra kadorish hadloi misal of paschitin v'azlin and basad varam shebelev b'she'in hapem machish. And Ayin de Rajbu states, Lav Lamim Rishu Asa B'chol Pas, Arei Bezeh Ein Piv Ali B'yishavin, Aleima Kivin De Pas Chitin Shigam B'libay B'chlal Ma Shehitzi B'pivu, Asa B'pas Chitin Shigam B'libay, Ma She'enkin B'idach D'gam B'libay L'hoitzi Pas Chitin, V'hoitzi Hefech D'ayinu Pas Arim, U'lefiko Pas Chitin Muta, L'fish L'hoitzi B'svasav, U'pas Arim L'fish L'gam B'libay. As we explained, the Gemara continues, Mesvei, that we have another question on Shmuel from another Brisa, as how could Shmuel state, Gam B'libay Tzarech Shehitzi B'svasav, if the Brisa teaches us that the pasuk in Pasuk Kisesei teaches us that if someone is noida lahavi carbon, that the pasuk states meitzi svesecha tishma v'asisa, it's mashma that's only if someone actually speaks out then it'll be chayiv ein lel shaitzi b'svasav gam b'libu minayin. And how do we know that even if he didn't speak out in neda they would still be chayiv? Malaymus to the pasuk in Pasuk Vayakel that discusses the nidvas hamishkan states vayivoy anoshim al anoshim kol nidiv leiv heviu chach v'nezav v'tabas v'kumaz kol kli zav v'chol ish. Therefore, we see that a neder that's done believe would still be a valid neder, and how could it be that Shmuel states gam b'libay tzarch shi'etzi b'sfasav? The Gemara answers shani hasan d'chsev kol nidiv lev, that over there we're talking about kachim dafka, and in a chenami that is exeris hakasev that even gemiris das suffices and doesn't. doesn't have to be mitzvah b'svasav. However, b'negeyed here to bring a carbon oil of yerid by a shvuos bitoy, there is a requirement to be mitzvah b'svasav, and as the Torah states, levate b'svasayim. However, the Gemara is v'nigma minei. So why don't we learn from the din of kachim one would be chayiv even if it was only gone b'libay? And the Gemara answers, mishum da'avi chum v'kachim shnei ksuvah bank echad v'chol shnei ksuvah bank echad im labden. Since we find a similar limud b'negeyed chuma, therefore the klal is that shnei ksuvah bank echad im labden, and we can't learn to the din of shvuos bitoy. Gemara continues and asks, "Hanich l'manda amei im l'amdin." This works out very well according to the manda amar that hold of this klal or kol shteksu and bon kechad im l'amdin. El l'manda amei im l'amdin may klamema. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we find in Masechta Sanhedrin on daf samach zayin and beis, who hold that even with the shteksu and bon kechad that you can be l'amdin. So l'chayr we should learn from chuma and kachim to the din of shvuos bitoy. And the Gemara answers, "Havichulim v'kachim v'chulim v'kachim le'gamrinon." That over here we're trying to learn the din of shvuos bitoy, which is a din relevant to chulin, from the din of kachim and truma, which both have dinim of hagdish. We have a klal that we can't learn chulin from kachim. Ayin Rashi, that where do we find a psukim b'negeya truma and kachim? Zokt Rashi, trumas melechsa mishkan ksibba kol nidivlev haviyu. Rashi explains that refers to truma and gabi kachim ksibba chizkiyo b'sefer divrei yamim kol nidivlev oilais. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananelu explains that when the Gemara speaks about kachim, that refers to the pasukim pashas vayakel that states kol nidivlev and Chuma dechsiba v'nechash v'lechem chumaskam l'amid shachuma nitalas ba'imid v'machshava. And our Gemara is not referring to chuma of bedek habayis. Instead, it's referring to chuma's dogon tirish v'yitzar, which is given to a kohen and can even be separated b'machshava ba'alma. And in the Ba'am Tesis, mishum da'avi chuma v'kachim gabi kachim ksiv sheviu ba'zara kol nidivlev oilais v'gabi chuma ksiv v'nechash v'lechem chumaskam shenitlu b'machshava v'avagad the chuma choyal eitzel kachim k'tarmin b'reishi ish b'kadish v'lo yafinim b'kachim and we will stop over here.